But they wanted this person or this effigy or this likeness to be shown to you next to these words, "In God we trust," showing you this particular individual or this particular alleged individual. Let's check this guy out. His name is George Washington. They say he was the first president of the United States. I'm going to show you why I don't think so. This is George Washington, and he's surrounded by all of these gods. Apotheosis means to make a god of. And remember, they put the quarters on James Halliday's eyes because it says, "In God we trust." And then they show you a picture of George Washington. Now, here's a couple more ancient paintings or drawings of George Washington. And it says, "In God we trust." And they show you George Washington, or what you think is George Washington, being crowned with a halo, being made a god, floating on the clouds, etc. At the bottom of this, I won't zoom in all the way, but it says Apotheosis of Washington in 1800. But basically, this is making Washington a god. There you have the Phrygian cap, by the way. That's going to come into play here in a bit too. And here's Washington, spreading his arms out, being held by angels, right? With the hand signal, the Freemasonic hand signal on both hands. Right there and right there. Look at this dude's face. His face, oh my God. Let's take a closer look at Washington's face, okay? You think you know George Washington? Nah. Like, check this out. Watch this. I pulled up some old portraits of George Washington. Okay, I want you to show you his face, okay? Remember this long kind of skull that he's got here in this young picture of George Washington, right? Keep this face in mind because you're going to see it change and look a lot different in these different pictures. Now look at these other ones. Do these all look like the same guy? Let me zoom out a bit. Do these even look like the same people? Clearly not the same person. Here's some other ones. Here's a profile. Here's another. Look at this one. This is allegedly supposed to be George Washington, right? Look at these people. Here's some more right behind me here. Look at this guy. Look at this one. This is another picture of George, allegedly George Washington. You know, academics taught me in school that George Washington didn't like to sit for paintings and he didn't have time for all that. I don't know about that. I don't have proof of that or anything, but look at these different people that are supposed to be George Washington. I don't believe it. Okay, I don't believe it at all. The first president of the United States just refused to have his picture drawn. You know who refuses to have their picture drawn? God. Yeah, it's one of the commandments. You're not supposed to draw pictures of God, at least in the biblical sense of it, right? Look at this ugly, crazy picture. Check this dude out. Check that out. Does that look like George Washington to you? Here's another interesting one. Now, I want to really zoom in on this one. Look, he's back to the elongated face, right? Sometimes he has a little double chin action or whatever. He's got like this broken nose in this one. But more interesting to me, being that he's a Freemason, there he is again. There you can see it right up there. This image on his hat. Look at this image. It is a mountain that has light emanating from it. This is Mount Meru on George Washington's hat. Or Rupus Nigra, the plasma volcano. Isn't that something? Okay, George Washington. This is the George. Now it's like shocker. Like, oh my, oh yeah, I forgot. That's supposed to be him, the guy on the dollar, right? You can even see the differences in different quarters that have come out. Let me show you Martha Washington. Watch, just watch. Martha Washington, everyone. Next up, Martha Washington. Martha Washington. I'm not saying anything. I'm just going to show you the pictures of George Washington's wife. I mean, so check Martha Washington. Look at this Martha Washington action. I don't know. I kind of have a feeling, okay? But yeah. I'm not buying it. I'm not buying old man Martha's action on the history timeline here. So let's talk about giant birds and whether or not it's a possibility for people to ride on top of them. The Pygmies, when we look up the story of the Pygmies, which if you look on that map, there's a quadrant of that map that says in real big letters, pygmies lived here. They were tiny humans. They were tiny people or humanoids. And the pygmies were said to always go to war against the cranes, which were, you know, this type of long-legged bird with a long beak, etc. So they were constantly fighting these giant birds in comparison to their small stature. And in this one, in some images, you can see them actually riding on top of the crane. And maybe even related to the story of storks, which are types of like cranes, you know, and those types of animals that delivered babies. There was a giant legendary bird called the Roc, which was said, and this is in historic records, okay? This is in the record books and the annals and the diaries of world explorers who went around the world. Some of them actually put into their diaries little entries about this giant bird. The bird was said to swoop down. It was known to swoop down and pick up elephants, pulling them up into the air and then dropping them to kill them. Easily just, you know, letting them smash into the ground or whatever, and then flying them back to their young, to feed them to their young. Now, many people in the academic world, in the modern world, they would say, that's just a myth. That's just a legend. And they would minimize it immediately because it's not, to them, possible under these conditions in the modern age. So they project the modern conditions and what we're used to and what we call norms into our esoteric past, and therefore they erase that past, just like in 1984. They alter information. They alter what is possible. But this is shown to us throughout the movies, just like in Dreamland that we broke down, right, when they're riding on top of the geese, the giant geese, flying on top of them, just like in The Lord of the Rings. They fly on gigantic eagles, on the backs of eagles. This one is from a really cool movie called The School of Good and Evil. There's actually a bird that's carrying these two in its talons right there. This is from, what was this one? I forgot what this one was. That's not, what's that one, Explorer? Not Jason and the Argonauts, I forgot. Anyways, there's another legend about somebody being carried by a giant bird. Now, this is actually still photos from videos of birds carrying gigantic creatures. Many people speculate and say that this was a video, okay? I can't share the video, but it's a still frame from a video of what looks like a bird carrying a shark. Like, some people argue and they're like, oh no, it's just some weird fish or whatever. Many people say that looks a lot like a shark. And people were watching this one. Here's a story about a woodpecker who jumped onto the back of a bird. I forgot what kind of bird that is, but the bird was flying around. The photographer took its picture and everything, and it's riding on the bird. It's a weasel on a woodpecker. That's what it is. So the weasel jumped onto the back of the woodpecker, right? And just went for a ride. Then here's another one, still frame, of an eagle swooping down to grab a deer. Let's zoom into the back. You can see it actually has the skin in its talons. And they are known to pick them up into the air and swoop away with their prey in their talons. Right? But people today will say, oh, there's no way. That's impossible. Well, here's a still frame, two of them, from a video that people have caught, this live on video. Now, some people say, oh, it's a goat. That's not a deer. Who cares? That's the damn big animal that just got swooped up by a bird. Not even a giant bird. Like they talk about, like the Roc in the old times or other giant birds of renown, right? Here's another still frame of an eagle. And there's bigger birds in our world, too, that swooped down on a lamb, scooped it up, picked it up into the air, and flew away.